It's all there.
This one's for all you homeboys.
There it is, Anton. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
In Medford.
In Medford. WMFO Medford. Tufts Reform Radio, Tufts Educational Radio. My name is Nate.
My name is Anton.
And the name of the show is Fast and Loose.
Weekend Edition.
Weekend Edition. This is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun doing this. And we got a couple special guests in here. We got Patrick. We got Hannah.
What's up?
Yeah, they're here. They're ready to spin. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're here for the next 2 hours, 9 to 11. Stop by the station. If you caught the pre-show, I'm sorry.
We were just feeling it out, getting ready.
We're getting some of the stuff out.
It's really happening.
Yeah. You know, when you start to work out, you shake. We're getting loose. We're getting loose. High and tight.
We've had all day, honestly.
We've had all day to argue about nonsense. Hey, you play your cards right. You're gonna listen to we got some New Yorker poems to read for you later.
If things get desperate,
things get real desperate. Let's go right in. We got what we got. And Patrick, you ready? Let's do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of. There it is. I'm gonna let Patrick kind of get back to it. No, he's fine. We got Patrick on the DJ boards. We got Hannah here talking for both of them.
Oh. All right. So we just heard "Hop Along," song off their new album "Bark Your Head Off, Dog." And then after that, we heard "Heavy Lifting" by Palm. And then the track we just heard was "Spaceman" by Horse Jumper of Love, who is based in Boston.
Horse Jumper of Love.
Yes. Horse Jumper of Love. Mm-hmm. What do you think that means?
I know what it means.
Okay, Patrick knows what it means.
All right, we're gonna get Patrick on here and talk about what it means. Hey, if you're Anton brought up a really good point. If you're listening to this at a party, which we assume most of our guests are, most
it's
of our
Saturday
listeners,
night.
It's Saturday.
I assume zero of them are.
It's Saturday night. This is Wolfman Jack. We're playing the ones and twos and grooptastic radio times.
What were you trying to say?
That was what?
Nothing.
I'm never trying to say
anything.
The mistake you're making. The mistake you're making is that there's a point.
Okay.
There's a point to anything.
It's like, hey, if you're listening to this in more than just alone by yourself, call in.
If you have a crew.
I mean, I'd prefer people that are by themselves to call in, but anyways, what
get
is
more
horse
of a heart-to-heart
of love?
Conversation? That's what I'm talking about, Patrick. Right. What does Horse Jumper of Love mean?
So I don't know exactly what the context of it is, but it comes from one of Homer's poems, one of his classic
Iliad, Odyssey.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah.
It's if you take one of the lines and literally translate it, it goes to Horse Jumper of Love
instead of the sirens called to Odysseus,
something like that. But some of the dudes in that band have a Greek heritage, so
that's pretty good.
That might factor into why they were
quick take speaking of the Greeks, quick take on the North Macedonia crisis right now.
Not familiar.
For the last 3,000 years or whatever, there's this country called Macedonia, and then there's a state in Greece called Macedonia, and they've been arguing over which one's the real Macedonia. And Macedonia, the country, isn't allowed into the EU until Greece, it has to be a unanimous vote. And so Greece keeps vetoing them on the basis that one of their states is called Macedonia. It's literally if Mexico tried to join the North American Trade Alliance, and the United States was no, New Mexico. That's the real Mexico.
Well, I don't know. It sounds kind of more similar to how Taiwan and China both consider themselves China.
Taiwan calls itself China?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
But, when our diplomats are talking to China, we obviously can't say.
We err on the side of GDP.
Yeah, China outranks.
China's okay, cool.
But, all the some of the people that were on the losing side of some of the civil war in China fled to Taiwan. So, there was some of that, we're the real China, But
we're the real China. That's what I've been saying.
Who knows what that even means?
Yeah, exactly.
Not here.
Not here, not on WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Just Fast and Loose, special edition, nighttime edition. Shout out to anybody listening to us in Lawrenceville specifically. If you're listening to us in some other area besides Lawrenceville, Georgia, thanks for listening, but this really isn't for you, It's just this isn't for you. This isn't for specifically you and your daughter who are riding the red line looking for MIT. Hopefully they found it. It's getting dark out there. Boston and College Ave, a little quiet today. A little quiet. I haven't really seen a ton of traffic out there. Not a ton of people gallivanting along the streets. I got confirmation. We got Haley coming in here. We're going to do a little relationship roundtable with Anton.
No, we're not.
I'd say an ideal scenario for a single person is five people in relationships, telling you the deal.
Anyways,
hey, let's go one track, Anton. We'll go one track back to vinyl. Yes?
Yeah, let's do
yes.
it.
Yes. Anything you guys want to say about the upcoming songs?
I just got official word that the official name of Taiwan is Republic of China.
According to
That's
who?
What I'm talking, yeah, that's what they are.
According
that's,
to Timothy McPherson.
Yeah, Tim. Tim's listening.
He's got a crew. And fact-checking.
He's got a crew.
Thank goodness.
It's a credible source.
Hey, shout out to the Framingham crew. Thanks for listening in. You guys are the best.
So versus the People's Republic of China.
This is a person that's been to Taiwan, or should we say the Republic of China.
There you go.
So okay. Here we know.
All right.
And with that, let's just hit ahead and get after it.
Are these scars from the field? think of it in the night when I know I need it most. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thank you.
Yeah, here it is. We're back. You're listening to WMFO, WMFO.org, WMFO in Medford. This is Fast and Loose, special nighttime edition.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, on the web, WMFO.org. Live in Lawrenceville, if you're looking around. If you're looking for MIT and you're from Lawrenceville.
It's time to give that a rest.
It's time to put that to bed.
Let's not mention Lawrenceville.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta move on from that. Time.
Whatever. All right, we got a new guest. Name yourself.
My name is Haley.
And?
I am the former general manager and four-year host of a radio show on WMFO.
Has been.
Almost Friday.
I am a has-been. and this is my first time back in the station.
Welcome back.
Since graduation. That's all I have to say.
That's what I'm talking about.
Very experienced radio host.
What more is there to say?
What more is there to say aside from you listen to, can you like rattle them off from memory?
No.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
First thing, Speaking Terms by Snail Mail. Second thing, Torches by Half Wave. Third thing, 180 dB, parentheses, 130. 100.
Yeah, I don't know what the 180 dB is, but he put all the tempos, BPM, of all the tracks, so that's the 130 dope. Is the BPM.
Yeah. By Aphex Twin. For my money, Aphex Twin, it's like my favorite. It's my favorite like name for a project or person, like a band.
Interesting choice.
It's not a band, Grandpa. It's a DJ.
whatever
he is.
All right, then Spirit by Future Islands. But you knew that. Those were a couple 2014s preceding a couple 2018s. A lot of fun. Anyway, first off, we got a PSA we need to read.
The Emergency Preparedness PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. Do any of you have that?
Yes, actually I do, 100%.
Okay, well...
Yeah, 100%.
Again, Grandpa.
Lived in Texas. There are consequences to living, okay? And some of those are making sure that you're ready for these kinds of things.
Anyway, it's also an excellent idea to keep... I did not think it was going to happen. I thought it was going to be like a no.
There are... Yeah, that's why... And also in Boston, it gets cold. You see, separate the wheat from the chaff, all right? You can't fall asleep in the bushes during the winter, and that's a good thing.
I think I actually have done that, yeah. So do not recommend...
Hopefully you froze some fingers off or something, so taught you a lesson.
It is also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Awesome, thanks. Sounds like you've done that before.
I have not done that before.
Do you like read them on the whatever?
I usually have my guests read them, or I would just play them.
Oh, man. What a cop-out. This section, this next section, we got to do this. I teased it, and we have to do it.
This is it.
Yeah, so Anton, my man, has had some things happen in his life.
Nope. We're just giving this.
What, really? No, you don't want to?
No.
All right. Okay, vetoed.
This is a favorite song.
Oh, this is favorite song time. So what we're going to do is we're going to... It was going to be like a relationship.
No.
Yeah, okay. We're not going to do that. We're not going to have respect. Okay. If I like say, what's your favorite song? Everyone right now has to answer like right now.
I just play it.
And Anton's going to play it. Just like have it queued up.
At the same time?
No, just...
That would be awesome. We would do that.
We would do that. But you just like have to say like, what's your favorite song? And like, no other follow-up questions are allowed. Just like play your favorite song.
Oh, it's so hard.
Okay, the one that I was going to say is on a vinyl that we brought that we're probably
going to
play later.
Prepared.
So.
All right, whatever. Okay.
Opting out of this game.
We have to say it.
You're opting in. Yeah, what's the name
of the song?
Also,
it's not my favorite song, but it's the way I told you earlier. I would answer it of just like, oh, this is a band that I like right now. So, yeah, it's my favorite song. But it's not like my final answer.
This is really let the wind out of the balloon there.
It's like a favorite movie. Like, if you like movies, you don't have a favorite movie.
What is your favorite movie right now?
I like movies and my answer is always the same because I've resigned to it.
And?
Princess Bride. I tried to like be someone who like film. I have studied film. I'm like this.
It's an excellent movie. Rob Reiner.
Many nights I have come home and I've been like, you know what time it is? My friends are like, really? I'm like, yeah, it's time for me to make a popcorn.
Do you know, did you watch
popcorn,
the...
like turn it on and fall asleep immediately.
Did you watch the Andre the Giant documentary?
No, but I read Carrie Elwes' book. It was very good.
Carrie Elwes, who's that?
Your eyes rolled in the studio.
I mean, like Robin Wright's the female lead, so who's Carrie?
He's the male lead.
What's his name? Carrie?
Carrie Elwes.
Carrie Elwes. Oh. Was he in other things?
No. He was in the first Saw. That's right. Kind of it.
Missed that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he wrote a memoir because he has
Pass
no income.
Ship
and it's actually quite cute. I recommend it if you like the movie.
Does he get royalties from the movie? Does he talk about that in the book?
No. That's not, it's supposed to like why it was fun and what they did and all the stuff. It's very, very cute, very fun.
All right.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the favorite song game though. Like everyone else can do it.
Straight up did though.
Hey, like when you say like, what's your first thought? That's the best way to answer it, in my opinion.
Right, and that's like what I agree
your most,
to.
Your like, most recent, like, oh, I love this song
yeah, and it's
so
like that,
much.
That's not going to be like my favorite song forever, Mitchell. But it's like I'm obsessed with this band right now. So yeah, it's my favorite song.
It's the time of the year.
So anyways, Nate, you go. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song right now is "Evil" by Interpol because we were just like talking about it. So
wow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all it took.
That's all it took. All it took to make the straight up top of the list. There it is.
Okay.
Should we go in?
So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Play that. Do you have it? Now we'll go. We'll keep talking. What's yours, Patrick?
Wait, so how are we doing this? We doing just favorite song right now?
Yeah, favorite song
right now. No one else
is doing
favorite movie. That was just me. That seems unfair.
Princess Bride's a good one. Princess Bride's like easily a top 10 for like the majority of people, so.
Okay, that's not why I said it.
but I'm saying like it's like a ubiquitous, like it's good. That's like a ubiquitous like answer. That's good.
It used to be Fight Club, so it could be worse.
Oh,
is what
man.
I'm trying to say.
Fight Club's like, it's
like,
a top
me
one.
Me age like 16 through 20,
who doesn't?
That's the perfect age.
What teenager doesn't watch Fight Club and is like, oh my gosh, you guys, this is like a whole, there's like a whole world, like you don't understand how things are now.
Yeah, no.
You just don't understand.
I was deep yeah. in the Fight Club.
Oh, jeez. No. Fight Club's great. Fight Club is great. It's hey, like
What's your favorite movie though?
Before you're not you go, a. You're not
you
go, a.
You, just stop.
Before I not just,
doesn't want to say it.
You're not a. What's the? Doesn't want to say. I don't. What I. It's, not be prepared.
Life Aquatic. That's me.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Nah, mine's okay. If we're gonna do that, mine's Rushmore.
All right, yeah. Respectable.
Mine's Rushmore for sure.
Really?
Oh, come on. Who doesn't want to be Max Fisher? That's like borderline what Molly and I are going to name our kid.
During Rushmore, and it was in a theater.
Out. Wow. Out the you were watching because that's that had to have been like a re-release.
It was a test film series. We showed it.
God.
Oh no! It was Bottle Rocket. Just kidding.
Yeah, Bottle Rocket gets in the middle.
But they're all so similar.
I agree with that. Yeah, they are
hard pass
similar, although
on
I don't
that.
Think I've
no,
seen
I love Moonrise Kingdom, but otherwise, I'm kind of like.
Moonrise Kingdom is not in my top 10.
Okay. Anyway, what's your favorite movie?
I don't know. I honestly can't think of an answer to my favorite movie. I don't. I pretty much any movie you can name, I haven't seen it.
Mad Max.
But.
Muppets Christmas movie.
I don't know. I know that's a really bad answer.
That's not important to everybody, you know.
Yeah, if you don't like movies, like.
I like them. I just don't watch them because it's always like. Oh man, I'm gonna sit down and like spend two and a half hours watching a movie. You know, that's how long the movies are these days, man.
They are getting up there.
That's
yeah.
a big commitment.
Kids don't know how bad they have it.
That's true.
When I was a kid, Titan
Cars
90.
Three is my favorite movie.
Titan 90. Titan 90. You're out of there. You know what I'm saying?
There's
I don't understand.
I
remember looking at the back. If a movie was more than 100 minutes, I was like, that's too long.
They like did science studies.
We can't watch this.
Like the first Pokemon movie, tight 90. Like Mewtwo's out at like minute 75, and then it's the denouement right after that, and that's it. We're done.
It's a formula, man.
Oh my gosh, that is the formula. Studies have been done. Do you have a okay? What about music?
It's
a hard question to answer, but a song I really like. I mean, the thing that comes to mind as what's your favorite song, the first thing that comes to mind is always Never Met from American Football. Well, we can't play that tonight. We played it last time we were here, but.
All the people who were like listening like last time, like
in
the dead of winter,
I'm going to NPR if they play that.
Crowd of people that always like to tune in.
There's people. We have had some social media stuff.
My mom is texting me.
There's a non-zero number of people listening on Shoutcast. I mean, it's huge. It's big. Yeah. Haley might have friends listening. Do you have friends listening? No. What do your friends do tonight? Where are your friends tonight? That's maybe one of my favorite songs right there.
What was yours? I've never heard either of those songs.
You haven't heard "Evil" by Interpol?
No.
Are you ready
play them.
Let's do it.
My friends are not listening right now, but they met later.
Sweet.
All right,
let's put
I'm a has-been.
Yeah, we're going to stop. Yeah, we're just going to wrap that up. We're going to wrap that up there.
Are we going to Interpol?
inner tube.
Rosemary, heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand, it's the thought that moves you upward, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach, when your friends they do come crying. Tell them now your pleasure set upon slow release.
Yeah, we're back. Okay. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is a special edition of Fast and Loose. We have Haley from Almost Friday. We have Patrick and Hannah from I Wish I Could Skateboard and other things, and that show that you were just at.
What show was that?
Last night, you guys were at something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I invited you to it, and you didn't even text me back.
Didn't even text you back.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Stood it up. Was because you texted me right when I was, I mean, there's no excuse to not text you back.
Yeah, and I heard Anton hates music, so he wouldn't have wanted to come.
Brutal. What show is it?
Yeah.
It was this really good local band called Future Teens, whose vinyl we brought.
I know
them.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, they're really good. And then this other band, Band Dancing, and then...
Wait.
Harmony Woods.
But yeah, but it was at once, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How was that as a venue?
An old amazing. Soul. Yeah,
I
amazing.
Place.
And, like, it was...
Cool. I heard it was like a nightclub, though. Like, it's not like a...
No.
Here's what it is. It's, like, a function hall from, like, 1970 that has not been updated since that time. So it's just, like...
Like a VFW.
It's like stepping back in time, but it's amazing in there. It just feels like really cozy, and it's a cool place to hang out.
Do they have VFW in Boston?
They do. Like yeah. Thing?
They have like.
What is that?
I have no perception of what.
Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's like similar to American Legion.
We used to go to the American Legion. Never closed, so we would go there after night shifts sometimes back in Texas. That's a depressing place. A lot of people like.